Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing fine. I had a wonderful event this weekend, which is really very ambitious, but what fabulous people. We have what we call this Riot Rooster Festival every year, and all kinds of artists, musicians, collectors, unique people show up for this as providers. And it was amazing. I had a really wonderful time with a lot of very gifted people.
That's a great thing. How fun.
How about you?
Oh, working along as usual. Everything's going smoothly, surprisingly enough, with the Mercury retrograde.
For some reason, I feel that this Mercury retrograde is going to be a little kinder than most.
Oh. Well, let's hope. At least it'll be entertainment. You know, being in Sagittarius is always, I find that fun.
And, you know, it's important for us to keep our sense of humor now that Jupiter is also in Sag. Okay.
It's definitely to our benefit with that part of it.
Yes, yes. And it's interesting because Mercury's going to retrograde right on top of my moon over the next few days. I'm like, really? We'll see if I sound the same way the next time we speak. I want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. And with Jupiter being in Sag, I want to encourage all of you to have an attitude of gratitude and lift your spirits any way you can.
Absolutely. You know, and one of the things about this one that's unique, too, as well, is that we have Mars in Pisces, okay? And that Mars in Pisces is a floaty kind of thing. So it gives us that going with the flow, moving with the tide. As long as we're flexible, I like that how you said do the dance, because this is all about that movement and really.
Thank you. Yes.
Taking a step aside and really not engaging so directly and so harshly into things, you know, not standing so staunch on something at the moment. You know, investigate it a little bit more, move with it a little bit more, and don't just jump on things. And I like that for this holiday. I think a lot of people are going to be a lot more in that flow to be able to enjoy giving thanks and the gratitude of the people that are around them, you know, especially with the changes that have been going on. There's so many, you know, just like California, amazing changes going on that are bringing people back to the human behavior. And I think this is a real good Thanksgiving for reconnecting with that.
I couldn't agree more. Just a little aside, when we start the show, we have a little music. And the gentleman that created that music for our show, he's a Sagittarian. Of course, Jupiter's there right now. And the sun's on its way in. And his moon's in Pisces. Robert Brown III, a very good and dear friend of mine, and he religiously listens to our show, by the way, even if he doesn't call in. But I just want to acknowledge the beauty of our artistic talent and to be able to create something amazing and individual to our gifts. It doesn't matter if it's a relationship, if it's a product, if it's writing a book, building a blog.
And this is a time because Venus just went direct in Libra. And so it's all about developing that one-to-one relationship or that humanness with people right now, you know, understanding them on a one-to-one way, closer, more intimate. And, you know, I'm really, you know, I like it when Venus is in Libra. Maybe I'm prejudiced. I do, but I think people are more attached. And this was a longer one than usual, like Mars. Venus doesn't always go retrograde, and they don't always go retrograde at the same time either. But,
exactly right. I couldn't agree more, yes.
Very unique time in our life to have it there and to have it for so long. So really developing that humanness, we're right on the edge of really being secure with that.
Absolutely. So when I see Venus in Libra, I always think about how people want to have a we-ness rather than a me and thee-ness. And most of my readings have been relationship-oriented during that whole cycle. Doesn't matter if it's with a family member, a friend, a spouse, a lover. I've been seeing just an increase in that energy. And to try and bring people back into a sense of balance, don't overreact, respond, absolutely, but not to overreact. And I think when Uranus went retrograde, it helped people to react less and respond more. But because in Aries, I think it also contributed to them speaking their truth. And that's the only way you can establish a long-lasting relationship is that honesty. This is who I am. Take me as I am. And so there's just a lot, like you said, there's a lot of planetary changes going on. I think that's why you and I have both been so busy. But, again, people really want sometimes to just tell another person what's going on. And, you know, how can I look at this differently or what am I missing? And again, that's what we're there for people for, with this beautiful art, science that we orchestrate. And I'm just so happy to be part of this truth.
It's a great thing, and you're right. I mean, again, all of us have been really reexamining our one-to-one relationship, whichever one-to-one relationship it is. And now there's this movement forward again to where everything's been revealed. All you've had to do is speak your truth, and now everything can start to move smoother with it. You know, it is going into Scorpio, so it is going to go down into the depths of your love, so relationships are going to start to get more intense and can be stronger and bonding for a longer period of time under that Venus in Scorpio. So I like where it goes after this as well.
Now, did you look at the full moon chart coming in the day after Thanksgiving?
No, I have not yet, as a matter of fact.
I want to let people give them a heads up, you know, because they're going to have their Thanksgiving, and they might have visitors, they might be visiting, and all that. And then we have the full moon. And because of the retrograde, sometimes it's great for reunions. It's interesting because on the full moon, that sun has just got to that 1 degree of Sag, not quite to that 1 degree of Sag, kissing Jupiter, and again, opposing and attracting to the Gemini moon. I love the mutable energies because the mutable energies help us to understand. Now, it is teeing off with Mars and Pisces, but I think, again, compassion is the pinnacle of that T-square and understanding on a wordless level. And I just like it. I just like it.
Well, and again here, the theme of this, because of all the duality in this, the dual signs, you've got Neptune and Mars, which are in a dual sign Pisces. You've got the Gemini moon, which is a dual sign. You've got Mercury, Jupiter, Sun, all in Sagittarius, which is a dual sign. So there's a lot of duality and a lot of flexibility with this one. And that's what I like about it is that it really has that movement that you get the choice. You can choose which direction you're going to use this one in. okay? And it's really about just connecting with really, again, that Mars-Neptune energy up there. It's connecting with your faith. It's a connecting with what you truly feel is right. And if you do that and are at peace and harmony with it under this full moon, I think it's really going to set some new foundations for you. That those in conjuncts to Pluto and Saturn are, you know, definitely are going to assist in setting that more solid foundation and really speaking your truth and living your truth.
I couldn't agree more. Awesome. Well, we have two people on hold. We're not full as usual, but there might be a game on. I don't know. And plus, people are probably doing, like, preparation for Thanksgiving. People are already in from out of town. That could be happening, too.
Just a lot of moving parts now.
So are you ready for the first one?
How about we do that?
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hey.
Hi.
It's Jessica from New Jersey, or you guys have me as New York today, which is fine.
How you doing?
I'm good. I was curious to hear your show today. There's been a lot going on. So, I mean, everything's been good. It's been, like, very intense, but in a good way. So I just find myself curious again just to see what you're seeing for this week for, like, work and finances and things like that. I seem to be on right at the turning point. It feels like it, that I'm at the turning point of stepping into some stuff with just improving my career, my finances. I mean, I'm going on, like, trust and faith, but... so I'm just curious what you think.
All righty then. Well, I want to tell you that retrograde Mercury is sitting on your Neptune, your planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, faith. See, Neptune rules all things unseen, faith, artistic talent, the ability to heal and be healed. But it also rules both our faith and our fears, because they are also invisible elements, are they not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're opposing your Venus in Gemini. And because they're both immutable signs right now, I like this for you. Because you're going to have more than one option to move forward. In other words, you're not going to feel like you have to take an opportunity. You're going to have to look at more than one opportunity is what I'm thinking. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And I think this is the time to do it. You know, you asked about this week in particular, and this week in particular, you could say it's a percolating week. You know, there's not a lot of swift activity for you this week. You will have, you will be looking more within yourself of what you value, and I agree with Aphrodite that here again, it's all about looking at that other alternative, more than one angle or more than one thing. Because what's going to happen is Mercury's passing over your Neptune, then it's going to go direct and pass over it again. And it's whatever you create under this retrograde, or whatever you work with and be open to under this retrograde, when it passes over again, it will give it back to you. So it's all about, again, like you said, having that faith. But the timing of this is very slow. Remember, Saturn is in your first house, so things are going to move a little slower than what you'd like at this point in time. So I'm going to say it's a percolating week.
Okay. Yeah, because I have a meeting with this woman that seems promising. I like her over the phone when I speak to her about working out of her salon/spa, doing my healing work there. And it's interesting because part of me is staying in the, you know, in the faith and detachment of, like, okay, she's nice. Yes, this could work. You know, let's be positive. The other part of me is like, let's be a little bit cautious too. Even if this doesn't work out, there's still other opportunities that I'm sure will come up. And then there's, like, sort of
Absolutely.
Another part of me that is sort of, like, very hungry to get started. And, I mean, I know we don't need to, like, necessarily work to get money, but I'm still a little bit in that mindset of, you know, wanting to make more money. I've just been hanging out for a couple of months.
Well, it's important. It's important to prosper. It's important to prosper. Mm-hmm. But one thing you have to remember that's going on right now is Mercury is retrograde on top of your Neptune, and it's trining your Saturn in Leo, okay? And so because of that, you're going to bring a lot to the table. Know that. And secondly, because Saturn is right on your ascendant right now in Capricorn, you want to establish a reputation in a new space, okay? And once Venus gets into Scorpio, it's going to be squaring your moon, okay, in Leo. But it's also going to be forming a really sweet sextile to your Saturn in Capricorn. So this woman that you're talking to right now, the Libra energy allows you to negotiate a little bit, and that's good. The Sun is trining your Sun in Cancer. Jupiter is trining your Moon in Leo. I think you need to give this a shot. I'm just saying. With a Mercury retrograde, you're going to go through an adjustment, but I think that's okay because you can handle that. You've got enough mutable energy in your chart to handle that. But I'm thinking you need to give this a shot.
Do you think that she'll be able to bring like clients to the table? Because there's sort of two parts to it. You know, I work out a deal with her, and then it's, again, clearing those fears and those old beliefs that I have about, yes, I like how you said it, like, yes, I can prosper here. So do you see, like, the other side to it? I mean, I know we don't know her sign or anything, but... is there anything that shows that, like, yes, she'll be able to, I'll be able to prosper there? Does that make sense? Sort of cryptic way of asking it.
Well, this is a viable opportunity, absolutely. I'll agree it is a viable opportunity, okay? It's all about staying within your personal values and beliefs and within your truth of where your boundaries and limits are and being at peace with that. Again, I agree with Aphrodite. This is a negotiation, okay? It has some wobbly points to it right now, but that's okay. Patience is a key word with you. Take your time. Don't think that it has to be rushed. And I think this has a good opportunity. I really do, I have to say. I think this is one that it could be good for you.
Okay. Yeah, I pray that it is. You know, I've spoken to so many salon owners, and a lot of people are very closed-minded, and she was like a breath of fresh air. She's like, I'm willing to try that. Sure, I'm willing to try that. Yeah, I'm willing, you know, and I'm like, okay, good. I like the openness and the enthusiasm. So I'm praying that this is a good partnership, and I'll just stay focused on that and let... For me, it's a lot of just letting go of those negative things about, which I guess that's with everybody, of just how things didn't work in the past. It's like, just let that go. So I was doing a lot of clearing work today with all of that stuff. So, okay, very good. Thank you very much.
And keep us posted. We're going to be wanting to know how it goes, okay?
All right. I'll call back with good news. Thank you very
much.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
Bye. Interesting. Yeah, it's interesting because I could see the woman is Venus, but I could also see the woman is Saturn. And I don't know why. That's just how it came into me.
Oh, and I agree. I think this does have a double-edged sword of that. Again, I think that has to do... with both of them really getting to know each other and developing the relationship between the two of them, which means that she is going to teach her a few things and vice versa. You know, here again, I think that both parts is going to be a growing and learning experience. I think it's very organic.
I think so, too. Yo, so you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 540, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Kara.
Kara!
Hey, how are you?
How you doing, girlfriend?
Good. I love what you guys say in the beginning. It always seems to relate to exactly what's going on in my life.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. That's what I love about this. It gives you objectivity, gives you an ability mm-hmm. to analyze, you know, your situation and know what needs to wait and what requires your immediate attention.
Right.
And Venus is passing over Uranus in your chart over the next couple of days, honey. Wow. And squaring your Venus. Wow.
I've had major anxiety today, mostly this afternoon. I start a new job tomorrow, and it's not what I want to do, but because I'll be in a kind of like in a cubicle under bright lights, and I'm an outside-of-the-box kind of girl, and I'm having anxiety over that. But I have to, I mean, I have put in resumes everywhere, and the other job that I really want doesn't start till February. So I'm just a little bit worried.
This is a temporary job for you?
The one, well, they don't think it is, but what I really want to do is recovery coaching, but Carilion doesn't do that program and training until February. So I talked to them about that. And I'm not sure that's exactly the place I want to do the coaching in, but I have to go through the program to get certified. And this job tomorrow is to be a travel agent, which I love to travel, but not sit in a cubicle.
Okay.
Well, right.
You know, for a temporary measure, this is not a bad thing.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to say that.
I feel like it's a stepping stone.
You're in a transformation and change in your life, okay? But it's slow, like lava moving, okay?
That's
so true.
I hear you on this, that emotionally, tonight the moon is opposing your moon. So here again, you've got that downside. The moon is as far away from your moon as possible right now, okay? So you're not feeling it very well, okay? It gives you anxiety when you can't feel that energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here again, relax with it, because I think that this is a temporary measure to a situation that can really launch you to really get you out there and do what you want to do. You can be a travel agent. It's just going to be a little bit more difficult keeping that timing and doing the timing thing. But as long as you have another activity going on that's leading you to the goal you want, I think you can stay longer. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. On the full moon, it's coming up the day after Thanksgiving. The moon's going to be in Gemini, and it's going to be trining your Libra moon. And that day is also going to trine your Pluto, your planet of empowerment. So whatever you get out of this is going to empower you. Because with Mercury retrograde, you have to understand, it's retrograde for 3 weeks. It's in shadow for 3 weeks. So for you to do this right now, it's going to allow you to reconsider where you need to be. Now, Mars is going to be passing over your Mercury at the end of the week. Actually, first of next week. And in your sixth house of work and service. Know that there's going to be another opportunity that's going to come into you, but it may take a while for you to be able to receive it. And I'm thinking February and March could be very, very lucky for you.
Yeah.
So
I
would wait it out. I would do the research. I would not get in a dither about this, okay? This is going to keep you basically where you need to be. And with Venus sitting on yours in your chart right now, I think, again, this is a time that you do need to create the income. You want to have some solidarity, and I so understand that. But at the same time, whatever you're going to learn in this process, however you're going to talk to these people, don't look at the small space you're in.
Okay.
Because this will get you through, okay? You know, I have read in small places. I've read in big places. I've had small tables. I've had big tables. I've done all of that. What I can tell you is that because I know that my gift is totally out of bounds, I never feel trapped. I feel like I can work in a smaller space sometime and really focus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like if you were to go to a shooting range, there's a target there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're in the great outdoors. But when you have to focus, you have to have that small definition. You have to have your attention focused on the one thing to hit that target, don't you?
Right.
So remember that.
Yeah.
You're infinite even if you're in a small space. Okay?
I really like that. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's interesting
again,
because now...
And Jack and I do things all over the country. and we're sometimes in small spaces, big spaces and stuff like that. There's sometimes many people around us. Sometimes we're in private communion with people, which is awesome, too. But each and
mm-hmm.
every time, I feel my infinite forces of my gift, and I know I'll be helped to help another. And
right.
the travel agency thing is no different than traveling and helping people in any other way. You're reaching out. You're helping them to maybe establish their dream, their vacation. They could be going to a place they want to
mm-hmm.
relocate to. These people have hopes and dreams, too, and you can step in and be that shining star for them, honey. You sure can.
Okay.
You sure can.
You can do that work in your sleep, by the way. I'm just saying. You know,
I love it. Yes.
Really.
Yeah.
You know, so don't take it so intensely because you're a people person. You could easily, you've got your Mars in your ninth house in Taurus. You talk about getting somebody a deal on a trip. Hey, you're the girl, okay? And you do it
mm-hmm.
naturally. Okay, so here again, it's not really a difficult task for you in any way, shape, or form. So don't put so much heart into it is all I'm trying to say with that. Just go through the motion, do what you need to do, be happy that of your service because you are a service-oriented person. You love helping others make their day. So, you know, here again, do that and really focus the rest of your energy on that dream of yours. And get that done
okay.
and start putting that into motion. Okay?
Okay. That sounds like a plan. Thank you
Go
so much.
Go for it, girl.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hugs to you both. You too.
All right. God bless. Sweet
Bye.
Night. Pretty neat. A lot going on in there. I think, like, you were kind of expressing, it's about a shift of consciousness.
Yeah.
There's so many ways we can use our gifts. And we can use our gifts no matter where we find ourselves. It doesn't matter if it's in the marketplace, if it's on the beach, if we're on vacation, if we're struggling to get to work on time and someone needs our help. It doesn't matter. Your gifts are to be given freely and without restriction. In any way you can, because it's all part of that infant self. It's my view, anyway.
It's good. I like it.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 256, you're on the air. Hello? Area code 256. Well, right now we have no other people in the queue right now. So is there anything else you want to? I know. I don't know if there's a major game going on or if it's just Thanksgiving coming up, but I was surprised we didn't have as many sign-ons. But again, it is what it is. Is there anything else you want to tell people about this full moon coming up?
Let's go back to that full moon. See what that's all about. Well, you know, and here again, you know, it being in Gemini the way it is, and it's in conjunct or quincunx Saturn, okay? And with
mm-hmm.
that,
absolutely. Yep.
It's really about, you know, it gives that emotional detachment to it, to where even though it's in Gemini, it gives that, well, what is the right thing to do? What is going to set that foundation emotionally to where, what can I do? How can I? Because Capricorn is, how can I fix? I must fix is what Capricorns do. There must be a problem that I must fix. That's how the mechanism mm-hmm. works with Capricorn. And it exalted in its own, with its planet there. It, what it's doing is it's saying this is a time where we can. We know what we need to do and take the steps to fix what we need to fix. And it gives that full moon a little bit more detachment than usual. And with it being in Gemini, this is a lot of communication in your head, okay? There's a lot of information that being still can give you during that period of time to give you the answers of how to achieve the steps that you need to take to really get to your goal. And I like that a lot about this one.
Well, I also want to bring to everybody's attention that this full moon is technically on the cusp. So you are dealing with two separate energies. The moon is on the Taurus Gemini cusp, and the sun is on the Scorpio Sagittarian cusp. So, again, it's affecting a lot of people in different ways. Okay, we're basically dealing with earth, air energy in one aspect, and water and fire energy in the other aspect. So every person is touched by this, depending on where their planets fall. And so because of that, it has a very large diversity of how it can affect your final outcome. But Mars itself is going to be at 4 degrees of Sag. It's past the cusp, and it's the T-square energy, which just means that if you can dream it, you can do it. But you might have to use everything in your toolbox to make that happen.
There you go.
Yep.
You know, And I think this is funny because since I teach it in my classes, and it's a little fun thing and a fun fact, but it gives a certain amount of a tone or an energy that people resonate to. I talk about the signature, and anything, any chart can have a signature. And what a signature is kind of the energy that projects out, okay? And even
exactly.
though, even though we ourselves at this point in time are under a Gemini moon, the chart and what it is it's what you have the most in element and what you have the most of the quality of the planets that are in your chart. And the signature, which I think is so much fun for this one, is that fire energy, is that Sagittarius energy, even though it's on the cuspian and both of them are doing that dance, the Taurus Gemini and the Sag Scorpio,
yes.
which is, you know, not uncommon for those dualities to do that. It really says stick with that Sag energy. That's where the power is. That's the signature of the day. Is to have that fun and live in that joy, even though Mercury's retrograde in Sagittarius, it's that time to really think about those higher things, think of things in a greater level than what you normally do, and have that duality, have that curiosity, delve a little bit more into things during that full moon. I think there's lots of great revelations that can come out of that just because of that signature and that fire energy, that pink charge energy that it has.
I so agree. I want to see if I can pick up the call because she's still holding on here, but she didn't hear me maybe. I'm going to try that again because the Mercury retrograde is kind of tricky, and then we have another person who's just called in too. So let me go there first.
Oh, great.
Hello?
Erica 256, you're on the air. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? This is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hey, Kimberly. Hi,
Kimberly. Hi.
What's shaking, lady?
Hey, everything's good. I'm still walking the path of spirituality here. Just wondering what you see for career.
November 5th, right?
Yep.
All right, lady, let's
where were you? Where were you on your birthday this year?
Here in Tucker, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. She's going to look at your solar return. I want to look at your transits. Holy moly, girl. Wow.
Well, that's the reason I wanted to look at a solar return. It's because of those transits.
I know. Chiron, the wounded healer, is sitting on your part of fortune right now. And so because of that, you are a gift. You are a gift. The sun's getting ready to pass over your Pluto, your planet of empowerment, and your sixth house of work and service. Which is going to be amazing. It's going to pass over your Neptune, excuse me, yeah. And it's just beautiful. And Mars is also sitting on your north node in Aquarius right now. It just passed over the last few days. So I'm thinking that part of you is so deeply psychic and present, but part of you can interpret energies that most people can't even perceive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And now, for some reason, have you ever seen a cat curl up in like a little kitty bag?
Yes, I have.
That's what you need to do with your gifts. That's exactly what you need to do with your gifts.
Okay.
To be really comfortable with them and know that you're going to be called upon to give them freely and prosper.
Okay.
What do you see in her solar return, Jacqueline?
Oh, gosh. What are you pursuing as far as your career is concerned?
Well, for the last 5 months, I've been looking at leadership positions I've been put my intention is to help young children, help young women, help young men, empower, inspire. So that's my vein.
I love
right
it
now.
Oh, go for it. It's so there now, it isn't even funny. This is the point, is it's living, because your work is a way of life. It's not just a job. And you're here to transform and change people, okay? We know this, okay? And when you look at your soul return, it just reiterates this. It puts your sun in your 10th house of your career. It does give you a Gemini on your sixth house of day-to-day work, so you're going to have to be really flexible. But this is all about your soul coming out and speaking the truth. It's about informing, enlightening, and awakening others. Your solar return was before Mercury went retrograde. So Mercury in Sagittarius is in your 11th house, okay? And it's in conjunct a zero-degree Uranus to your third. So this is all about getting the word out, hitting the grindstone and talking to a lot of people and really talking about what comes from your soul. Education, teaching, opening up, public speaking, all of this stuff is this year for you.
Okay. Okay.
So
that really
go for it.
Yeah. Okay.
This is the time to hit the floor running. And get out there, do what you need to do to talk to everybody and everything about what your passion is, because your success lies in doing that.
Okay. Okay.
And keep us posted.
I will. Thank you very much. Thank you both.
God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving.
God bless, Elsa. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all, too.
Thank you. Aha, this could be a person I spoke about earlier. Area code 603, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Robert.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, I can. I'm doing pretty well. I've been pretty tired lately, as you might know, and I've been working, well, I would say like a slave I've been working, as opposed
you
to a
poor
dog.
Thing. You poor dear. So do you have a special question for us tonight?
Actually, yes. I'd like to get an idea of how the current state of the heavens is going to affect me over the next week.
Well, I want to go a little further because I really want to see your solar return since you're right there. So, what
city
are
you going to be? Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
What city are you going to be in for your birthday?
Yeah, I'm always forgetting that anyway. People usually remind me.
Are you going to be in New Boston on your birthday?
Most likely, yes.
Okay.
New Boston, New Hampshire.
Yep, New Boston, New Hampshire.
Born in Boston, now you're in New Boston. You're so funny.
Yep, that's right. That's right. It's a whole new Boston.
Right? Wow. I'm going to let Jacqueline run with the ball because she's a specialist on solar returns. So I'm going to let her run with this. And I'll talk to you about your transits later.
Oh, okay.
You got a yawn in your chart, and that's interesting. Are you writing a book or something?
Yeah, you could call it that. It's a dissertation.
It's a dissertation for his PhD. Yeah, he's been working on that tirelessly. Yes. Girlfriend.
Okay, now I know why you're laughing. Oh, honey, you got this made. Okay. The hand of God has come down and said, okay, we're going to make you do this, and all you got to do is just go with the flow of it. Remember that sudden inspiration goes a long way, and it's all about trust and faith. Your work is just going with the flow of the circumstances because it's part of that yod that I'm talking about is Uranus at 29 degrees retrograde, okay? It's making this beautiful yod to your Mercury, your thought process, and then up to your midhaven, which is where you accelerate or where you ascend to, okay? And
okay.
It's all about communication. It's all about being that inspiration. I don't necessarily know that your home is going to be the place where you're going to feel inspired this year. I'm going to tell you that, okay? Your home is going to be more of an obligation, duty, and responsibility this year. So don't be so serious in it. It's time for you to get out, take walks in nature, have a lot more movement with you, okay? Physical
movement.
He's
been doing that. That's awesome.
I'm going to suggest even swimming because of the Mars and Pisces, that water movement can really do well for your health at this point in time. Okay? So I am going to caution you about your emotions this year. You have this T-square that challenges you. Okay? And your emotions are your own worst enemy this year. You have a Virgo moon and it's in the 12th house. So you've got this duality where you're going to be swinging through these emotional phases, okay?
Okay.
No, one thing about this is this too shall pass. I want you to write this note everywhere. This too shall pass because you're going to be crawling out of your skin at points in time, and 2 days later, it's all going to be much better, okay? So don't let the day get to you is what I'm trying to say. When you're crawling out of your skin, go take for a walk in nature. Go do some kind of, yoga, tai chi, qigong, movement, swim in a pool.
He does that.
Do some kind of meditation kind of thing and let that emotion pass because the Virgo moon is really tough on you this year, and that's where your challenge is going to lie is not letting those emotions get to you, okay?
Actually, that's interesting because I have been crawling out of my skin for the last several days, and I don't see an end in sight, but that's but that's for now. So yeah, it's good to know that.
I understand the moon changes signs every 2.5 days. So if you don't like your mood, wait 2.5 days and it will change.
Oh, okay.
Jupiter's about to go over your natal, your ascendant in New Boston, into your first house. So you're going to start to feel how blessed you are. And I love that for you. You need that. And to realize all you have already accomplished, which sometimes you don't take credit for that because you're always working on your next goal. But I agree, like Jacqueline does. There's going to be like peaks and valleys. It's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster. But if you get on voluntarily, it's better than you not.
Yeah, okay. Don't fight the force.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say that very strongly to you. Don't fight the force. Go do something else and come back to it. You have the capability of doing that. So, you know, again here, this is all a good year for you. I mean, Venus is your natal Jupiter is conjunct your solar return Venus. And this is such a nice aspect to have, the double beneficiaries there saying, hey, all you got to do is rebalance yourself. All you got to do is stay in tune with who you are and do what is right for you, and everything will eventually fall into place. Don't get stuck on overanalyzing things. Move on to the next thing and come back and say, I'll figure that out later.
Okay, that's actually good. Yeah, that's actually good advice.
Well, you might find that sometimes the universe may fix it for you, and by the time you get back, it'll be all fixed, and you'll be able just to move along smoothly. Sometimes you might have to do some work to it. It just depends. There's a whole duality going on here. So time is on your favor, is what I'm trying to say. Sometimes wait things out.
Okay.
So glad you called in tonight.
Yeah, actually, me too.
You're such a darling.
I've had a few worries that have been causing me to climb out of my skin, and you know, so it's good to know that it's more of the roller coaster as opposed to something disastrous coming.
No,
right.
You've got too many guardian angels over for you, you know, so.
Yeah.
He knows that. He has lots of friends in high places, this gentleman, by the way.
Yes.
Well, I love you dearly, and I'm sure we'll be in touch, and I'm knowing you're going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. He's been planning this Thanksgiving, and he's been so amazing. We've been chatting over the last couple of days, and it is a time for us, especially with Jupiter being in Sagittarius now, to have this attitude of gratitude. No matter what we're facing, to look at all we've accomplished and what stands before us, where we can meet the challenge of positive change. And when we can do that, we can have faith for no darn reason, we're where we need to be spiritually. It's that powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, that is...
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree with you. It's all about that. Attitude of gratitude. Have some fun with it. You know, don't get so frustrated with the circumstances and really stand in your truth. That's what it's all about.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
well,
thanks,
you have a sweet
folks.
Night, and I'm sure I'll be chatting with you soon.
Okay. All right. You have
my Sag friend.
Yeah. Have a great rest of your show and have a pleasant evening.
God bless. Sweet night.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. We're almost at the top of the hour. We don't have everybody holding on. So let us let other people that are listening know where we are.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to get a hold of me, you can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
You can reach me at 540-400-6004. 800-410-110. And I just want to let you know I thank you for listening. I thank you for calling in. We love doing this show for you. And it's so fun to give what we are gifted with as far as interpreting these ancient language of the heavens to all of you. And thank you for supporting us and calling in. We so appreciate you, and we wish you a wonderful and beautiful Thanksgiving. May you be thankful for even the smallest things. And if it's a big thing, celebrate big.
A good thing. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Be thankful and be grateful. This is the perfect time to find the beauty in all situations. So I hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving and a good week.
God bless. Good night.